And at this time on our public affairs program, visiting with our friend Paul Loy, who joins us on behalf of the Broken Bow Elks. Always good to see you. How you been?
Well, same with you. I enjoy coming out and visiting and so on. Been doing well. And you look like you've been doing well.
Yeah, it's been a good month. Can you believe, my goodness, Thanksgiving is a few days away, and then it's Christmas. The year is quickly getting away from us,
Paul.
That is
right. Yeah, Thanksgiving coming, and I promised the family that I'd make cookies. I make a Levain cookie from New York.
Okay.
And they are 8-ounce cookies.
Oh, wow.
They are big.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I got to get going to that. In fact, we're going to Kearney this afternoon and pick up a couple of things. And
well,
so
good.
We're about ready.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk about some of the things that the Elks have going on. I think one of the best places to start at this time of year is your winter weather coat and clothing drive is currently underway, and that is still continuing, right, Paul? You want to give us an update?
Until, I'll say January 1st.
Okay.
But if we've still got some coats left over, which that's not very often, but if we have some coats left over, we would want to get rid of those, and so they'll be available. It's going well. We have had some amazing. I'm just always amazed at what I pick up at the Chief. And they're new coats. There's coats still in a plastic package. You know, they're still wrapped from the store. It's just amazing. So not a lot of kids' clothes just yet. We'll see more of those in a little while. But there's adult coats and sometimes I kind of want to grab one for me, but
yeah, I understand.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a free deal. You go up to the upstairs room there at Community Connections, and they have them all laid out on tables, and you can get whatever fits.
Yeah,
and it works very well. But there's no cost whatsoever. The Elks do buy some coats later on when we get a little bit short. If we get short, well, they'll buy some coats, and so it's just really nice. It's no cost.
Go ahead.
This is our ninth year, and up until this year, we had I can't give you the exact number, but it's 1,300 and some coats that we've given away.
Wow.
That's just coats. We also have socks and gloves and caps and so on and so forth. But they work well. I go in once a week and pick them up with Chief and take them over to, you know, sort them, make sure that everything's okay. Then I take them over to Community Connection. And I don't go upstairs. I do not go up there. That's not my business. I bring the coats in, and they take the coats up and take care of them. And so we owe a big thanks to Community Connections for doing what they do. And they just come in and take their what they need and go.
Yeah, wonderful. So, if people want to make a monetary donation, they can do that too, right?
Yes, that's true. Monetary donations are accepted, and that'll go directly into the coats. It does not go anywhere else. The Elks do not touch that. And we'll make sure that we get more coats than what we would have otherwise. So we're always ready to take a little cash and make it work.
Yeah, great. Let's look at some things that are coming up that the Elks are associated with. Sunday, December the 1st, you're going to be holding your annual memorial service. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's a memorial service that we hold for our members that have deceased in the past year. It is not just for Elks. If somebody has lost a friend or they've lost a relative or whatever, and they were an Elk, why, of course, we will not kick them out. You know, they're welcome to come and join us in the service. I don't, apparently, we miss it on, it's on December 1st, and I think it's at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So we miss it on the notes here, and it's 2 o'clock. And so...
And that will be held at...
At the Elks.
Elks, okay.
Building.
All right.
They're in the, going the east side. And, but it's a nice little service, and we'll have cookies and a drink, probably a tea or or maybe I see that one of these coming up is going to have actually cookies and hot chocolate, but this does not say hot chocolate on this one.
All right. So that's coming up on December the 1st.
Yes.
So we'll have people put that on their calendar. One of the things as we come into the holiday season, I've always found it amazing that the Elks organization seems to have a very special connection with Santa Claus. Mm. As we get close to the holiday season, and I know that the Elks is going to be involved in the Parade of Lights,
yes,
which is coming up in Broken Bow on Monday, December the 2nd, and I believe that Santa Claus is planning to make an appearance.
He is.
All right.
Absolutely. And I have not talked to him for a couple weeks now.
Uh-huh.
But I talked to him just before I came last.
No, I'm sure he's busy.
They're very busy. His brother Bill is going to be along. Probably won't see Bill because he takes care of the reindeer. So. Uh-huh. So anyway, it's a good deal.
Great.
Kids love it, and I love to just sit back and take a look and watch the kids because it's just fun.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. It's a great night too. So
yes.
Make sure you join us, folks, Monday, December 2nd, and Santa will be in the gazebo starting at around 4 o'clock before the parade.
Yes,
right.
That's true. Now, if you can help us a little bit on that, you can do a lot to help us.
Yeah. Now that doesn't include dressing up like an elf, does it?
Well, no.
Okay.
What it is that we need about around 50 degrees that evening.
Ah.
So
oh
if
boy.
You can, Casey and I is good weather, and so anyway, okay. So that's at 4 o'clock at the gazebo. And then we'll be looking at a hoop shoot next on December the 7th.
Okay.
And that'll be at the North Park School. It's actually hosted by Mick Clark. He is an Elk. And it's open to boys and girls, both. They have to be between 8 and 13 by April the 1st. So it's tight. If they're a day over 13, why they can't be there.
Okay.
And they're grouped by age. The winners of the hoop shoot here in Broken Bow will go to Kearney, and they'll compete against other winners there. And it's an Elks thing. And so it'll be from other Elks lodges around the state. And they'll have winners, and they will then go to hoop shoot in York, Nebraska, and state winners will proceed to the regional level from there and go to Denver. And then the national finals is held in Chicago this year. So it's a little bit closer. A couple of years ago, we had somebody from central Nebraska that went to the finals, and they had to go to, I think it was Maine.
Was it?
I believe
wow.
It was, yeah. So it'll be closer this year, and we help financially on that too. And I do not have that amount, but they're welcome to call, and we'll sure take care of it.
All right.
And there, December 8th.
Uh huh.
Cookies and cocoa.
Oh, good good combination. Cookies and cocoa.
And this is something that's a little bit different. We have done this for a couple of years. The kids will come in and they'll meet Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and then they will decorate cookies for half an hour, whatever time they need to decorate their cookies. And it'll just be something that's a little bit different than normal holiday stuff. And we've had a good turnout for kids on that.
Yeah.
And So come and see Santa Claus again. He'll be there between 2 and 3:30, and so it'll be good.
All right, and that's Sunday, December 8th.
December 8th.
All right,
at 2 o'clock.
And go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, I know you had talked to Earl about the deer hides.
Yes.
We in Broken Bow. I was gonna say Central Nebraska, but I can't. There's other lodges that's located in Central Nebraska. The Broken Bow Lodge has just gone all out on deer hides, and they are sent to the tannery after we pick them up and we salt them, and they'll go to the tannery, and they're made into gloves for veterans. Mm-hmm. It's and other things, the key fobs and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something that's, and there's no charge for the veterans, and so that's another thing that's just really, really good. And that the deer hide collection is at Gateway Motors, just north of them, between that and the old National Guard building.
Okay.
On the south side of the street. And then they also could go to Myrna Pack. They are collecting them for us.
Okay.
Also. And a big thanks to Myrna Pack, because they put a lot of work in it. And so anyway, you get a deer, we'll take the hide.
All right. That sounds good. It's a great program.
Yes, and, it is.
I know we enjoyed visiting with Earl about it a few days ago, so it's fantastic.
Yeah, he was up here, and it's his program. He's the state chairman,
mm-hmm.
and he enjoys that. He enjoys it a lot.
So. We've got just a couple of minutes left. I know over the Veterans Day holiday, I believe you hosted some veterans dinners, one in Broken Bow, one in Ord. I assume those went real well.
They did. Paul, they did very well. We're a little short on numbers this year, but it was good. It's something that veterans can get together and talk and visit. Some of them say, well, I haven't seen you since last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it gives them a chance to get together and visit. And it's a good program. The dinners are free. And so put it on your calendar for next Veterans.
Okay.
Coming up next year. And the Veterans Day, we'll be one of the other places, or one or the other of the order here.
Mm-hmm.
And they like it. They do get, you know, the veteran and their spouse, whichever it happens to be, as we get some ladies also. And it's just a good program.
Yeah.
It's one way of saying thank you, and it's a very small way of saying thank you for what they've done.
Yeah. Well, we always appreciate what the Elks do, and we always appreciate you coming in to kind of keep us informed of some things that are going on. Anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap it up for today?
Well, I missed the last time that we were going to get together and talk, and so it wasn't because I was mad at you.
Well, good. I'm glad to know that.
It was because I had a brand-new granddaughter.
Oh, congratulations.
And she is really special. She's the only granddaughter I have.
Yeah.
I've got grandsons, but no granddaughters.
Wow.
And so, anyway, it's they live down south Omaha.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go down there, and we had to spend a couple of days, and then we had to go back down there and spend a couple of days.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic, Paul, and something to be thankful for as we think about Thanksgiving.
It very much is. And I get to see them this weekend.
Good.
Their next weekend again.
All right. Well, hey, have a great Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, yes.
And we will talk to you in the weeks ahead, all right?
You and staff here, we appreciate all you do for us. It's a big benefit for us and the Elks.
Great. Well, we enjoy promoting what you folks do through the Elks organization.
Good.
So
thank you.
That's going to wrap it up for today's edition of Public Affairs.